Each and every week, I talk to very interesting people. And the most important part is that I shouldn't be the only one hearing it. I really feel that if these people make sense to me, that everyone out there needs to hear it. So stay tuned, folks, and I hope you enjoy this newest weekly segment on Coach Wissens.
All right, welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb in studio alongside best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuta, as well as Ray Lucia and Maddie Amini. Welcome back in, guys.
Hey, Mr. Amini, a lot of people are curious about how to make money, how to make the money they see on TV instead of like getting trapped in a CD at a bank at maybe 5% or whatever. How do you get ahead in this game, this money game? The way to get ahead is to make big returns or find really good investments or developing things. Well, you want to talk about developments, I guess, don't you?
Yes, We believe in real estate development, especially right now. And, you know, you can build in California, for example. Since I live in California, in San Diego, we're seeing a lot of bonus density loss changing in California. So we're able to, in one area in California, take a 4,000 square foot lot and build 26 units.
Wow.
In fact, we looked at another development deal in California right by the water, coastal, less than 1 acre, we're able to build 198 units. So when you talk about real estate,
when you think about it, one acre, 100, because you're going up instead of out.
You're going up. The laws are changing. They're allowing us to be able to build. The rules are changing. And when you're able to take such a small piece of land and build up and build lots of units, that's where you're going to get the biggest returns on investment in real estate. So a lot of people are looking for the right investment in real estate. It's not going and buying a single family residence at the highest peak of square foot. It's about building square footage in areas where they're allowing you to build up and stack on each other.
Is this zoning? They've changed the zoning requirements. Is that why people are able to do that now? Or people never thought about building up?
It is. It's you know, the housing crisis that we have in California alone.
Right.
And if you go to White House's website, they're talking about in the future.
Whitehouse.gov, I guess.
Yes.
It is. Yep.
And what you're going to see is they're going to be funding billions and billions of dollars for a lot of these office buildings to be actually converted into multifamily.
Well, that's interesting. So taking some of these vacant office buildings and now they're going to be big apartment complexes, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's
and
that's
prior to that, what we're seeing in certain geographic areas is being able to bring these developments to investors out there that are looking for a great return and being able to, you know, point out where those properties are is what we do at United Legacy.
Now, when somebody wants to invest in something like this, what do they do? What's the steps of that? They can try to do it themselves, but it'd be almost impossible, correct?
It would. You know, you need to know how to develop. You need to pick out the geographic areas where this is possible all across the United States and team up with a good organization that can help you through that. And with United Legacy, that's what we do is we're bringing in the average American that wants to invest and put them in front of these types of deals.
And so that's why you're one of the specialists at Retirement Master, because your specialty is this area right here, the real estate area, the way to make it, to maximize the gains on real estate and also invest the right way into real estate.
We can't generalize real estate anymore. Is it a good time, you know, water cooler talk, right? Is it a good time to buy? Is it not? Is it in residential? Is it in commercial? You know, we have to ask a lot of questions and we have to be informed. We need a strategy. The world is changing. You can't be a dinosaur and you have to change with it. It's a turning point in the Great Reset when capital is getting more expensive. Prices are still at the peak. How are you going to make money in real estate? And so we believe, you know, there's two ways. One, invest into short-term debt and trust deeds. Two, pick out geographic areas and investments where you could build a lot of square footage with these bonus density laws changing.
All right, let's go back to number one, short-term debt and trust deeds. We talked about it earlier in the show, but here's what happens in radio. People come and go, they get in their car, they get out of the car. People might not have heard you on segment two talk about trust deeds. So explain that just briefly, what a trust deed is and how people can participate in that.
The average person could participate, let's say they have $250,000. We secure a $500,000 property. You're able to get, let's just say, a 10% return on that. up front for a 12-month period. Your name is on the trust deed. You are secure with that $1 million asset. And so you got to ask yourself a question. Do you believe in a 12-month period, wherever that property is located, that you'll be able to pick and choose, will the values of that property go down by 50%? And so you're pretty much protected with your principal. You're able to get double-digit returns. And what I like to compare it to, Coach, is to buying an investment property. If I were to go in this market today and buy an investment property, I would have to at least put 30% down. You have a rate now with investment properties with prime borrowers that are buying investment, it would be about a 9% interest rate in today's market.
Yep.
I have to pay my taxes, my insurance, the HOA, and we have to cash flow. And most of the time, it's pretty hard to do that. So a lot of retirees do not want to even be the property owner. And if you're in California, you couldn't even collect rent during the pandemic. So who wants those headaches? In a trustee, you know, we have a great saying, sometimes it's great to be the owner, sometimes it's great to be the loaner. You become the bank. Don't let the word trustee scare you away. You become the bank. You're not just investing, in the real property, you're lending the money. And so we, as a mortgage bank, underwrite the client, we get an appraisal on the property, you get to pick and choose the property, and we have plenty of room in the equity of the property to ensure that we're gonna get paid back. And, you know, on the other end, why would someone not pay the principal back when they got so much equity in the property? They're gonna find whatever way to get that loan back to you. And so we secure that, we protect the principal, and investors are able to make a 10% return on a monthly basis, in some cases up front.
Now, if you want to find out more about just some information on what a trust deed is and how you could qualify for it, if it makes sense, all you have to do is text the word trust to 600-700. Again, the word trust in the body, the number you text to is 600-700. It just makes sense to find out some information and get that true diversification in the real estate world. You brought up a good point. If someone tried to buy their own property as an investment property, they pay about a 9% interest rate, which there go the profits. I mean, it's sort of like working at a restaurant and seeing somebody eating all your food before they weren't selling it to anybody. You got the interest rate eating your profits up at 9% interest you have to pay.
You even get a return of 10 to 12%?
Probably not. Murphy's Law would go against you, because if you had to make it, you'd probably lose money.
Absolutely.
It happens a lot of times. So just find out about how to have real estate work for you, not against you. I think that makes a lot of sense. Now, point number two was on that, besides trustee, what was the next point you made?
The real estate development.
Development.
Yeah. Being able to build a lot of units with, we're going to see a lot of micro cities in America, in the downtown metro areas. We're building all around. I'm here in North Carolina visiting you, and I see you guys are building everywhere.
Yep.
And so it's all compact. And, you know, you got the retail, the mixed use. So development deals where you could build square footage, get into these investments, they're going to make you money.
You know, when you said micro cities, I picture that with that show about those little tiny houses that people live in. The real small ones. You've seen them, right? They look like little work sheds, people living there.
I love those.
Do you?
I'd love to move into one of those.
Oh, yeah?
My wife wouldn't.
Oh, well, there you go. You might be forced to move in one if you get in trouble. They're in the backyard. Ray has to go to the backyard, the little tree.
I have no comment. You know, we just celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
So I'm very used to sleeping on the couch and sleeping in other places, but I think we're okay for the time being.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just about making sure that you understand what your spouse wants to stay out of trouble. I wouldn't want to. I mean, I've seen way too many people get downsized from a big house to little house around retirement, and then all of a sudden they're calling us telling us that they're getting divorced. So I don't know if there's no scientific correlation that I can verify yet, but I think so. I mean, I like my space. I don't know, Thomas, I know we've agreed you like space too.
I am most certainly introvert.
What about you?
I love my space. Yeah. We have a big house, but for some reason my 9-year-old and 11-year-old left to come sleep with mommy and daddy.
Oh yeah, well that always happens. The big bed.
Maybe we should downsize, but my wife wants a bigger home, double in square footage.
Wow.
And everyone sleep in our room.
Oh, that's how that happened. Well, when you have a party at your house, where do most people end up? In the kitchen.
Right.
So yep. The kitchen's a very important part of the house. To me, it is. That's where I go get my late night snacks.
There you go.
So, got a couple minutes left in the show. Ray, we're in the year 2023. I mean, I never thought we'd ever get to the year 2020 or 2000, but here we are. And a lot of people are wondering what's going to happen in the next 10 years. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what do you see happening in the money world in the next 10 years?
Well, I think technology is going to play an ever-increasing role in virtually everything that we do. So there, you're going to see trading strategies coming out of the woodwork. You're going to see people like my firm, the CPA firm, going through transitions because AI is going to start doing pretty much all of their jobs as far as the technical side. It's one of the reasons why I'm in the consulting business with firms such as that, to get them more on the advisory side and less on the, you know, the mundane filling out returns and all that, because a lot of that's going to be done
right
by AI. Listen, I am an optimist. This is the United States.
Correct.
We are in troubling times right now. And I think as it relates to your financial plan, your retirement plan, whatever the case may be, it does pay to have a very long-term perspective on things such as the stock market and such as real estate, which, you know, and I'm listening to the presentation here, and it clearly makes a heck of a lot of sense to me when you can go short term, get decent rates of return, and wait out the potential storm that may be ahead of us. So once again, if you can run your financial life a little bit more conservatively than perhaps we ran it up to and including COVID, I think most people will benefit by that.
How important is it to have income built into your retirement portfolio?
Well, it's critically important. I mean, I'm at retirement age, and I'm semi-retired right now.
You're never going to retire, Ray.
You're
like me.
It's hard.
You're too happy around the money world.
I love doing what I do, and yep. You know, with the CPAs and all that, it's really been a lot of fun. And then hanging out with guys like you, where we get to mastermind like we did all day today, is really a lot of fun. But I think we just have to be a little bit more careful with the riskier investments and focus more on income than on growth.
Yep.
Mady brought that up in the real estate market. He doesn't see, from what I can hear and understand, he doesn't see where there's an upside in a lot of traditional real estate. Go out and buy a condo, rent it out to somebody. Buy a small apartment building, a duplex, a fourplex. He doesn't see an upside because the interest rates are too high. I would settle on something that gave me some kind of either guaranteed income or very safe and secure income.
Well, let's get that total retirement plan done, folks. And Thomas, we have 10 more spots open, I think, here. Let's give that opportunity to folks. Folks, if you want your very own Coach Pete's Power Plan, it's 22 steps behind the scenes, giving you that retirement and retirement income plan that you deserve. Thomas will tell you how to do that. It's no cost or obligation, by the way.
Folks, we make it very easy. Just call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383. You can also text keyword PLAN to 600-700. That's PLAN to 600-700.